Literacy and education can be the keys to rising above poverty. Many children have never owned a book and have few reading resources in their homes. Booksellers Barnes & Noble and the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga are hoping to change that. I spoke with the Community Relations Manager for Barnes & Noble, Kelly Flemings, and Mary Edwards from the Urban League. This is a partnership between Barnes & Noble and the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga in order to promote literacy and get books to children over the holidays. How did this partnership come about?
Barnes & Noble has a history of working with different organizations in the community, and every year we do a book drive in order to have our guests come in, donate the books, and we put them into the hands of children who need them, who may never have owned a book. And the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga was just a natural partner for us to go with.
How does the Urban League decide where the books go?
Well, the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga, we have after-school tutoring programs. And so we're in three elementary schools, and so that was just a perfect fit for us because we focus on reading, language arts, and math. And reading is a big component of what we're trying to do and focus on with our students. And so this worked out great.
What age ranges or grades do you work with?
In our elementary schools, we focus on K through 5. We cover anything from beginning literacy, phonetics, all the way up to chapter reading books with the students, writing, that sort of thing.
During the holiday season, and for now and through all that holiday shopping, there will be a place in Barnes & Noble to donate books that have been purchased.
Correct. At every register, we have a variety of books for people to choose from. But one thing we really recommend is for people to go out and pick their favorite children's book from when they were growing up or something that's very special to them and their own children to donate, because we're creating memories and experiences, not just handing a book over.
When it comes to wrapping up the books and sending them out, who's going to be doing all that gift wrapping?
The Urban League has a lot of other community partners that we try to reach out to, volunteers, teachers, friends, anyone that would love to get involved. They can contact the Urban League, and we are setting up different wrapping times down at the Urban League, which is at 730 ML King Boulevard. We want to give those children something this year where this is truly a gift, and so we are going to wrap those books and hand those out to students this year.
Because it's in an after-school program, then we need to make sure that the books get from Barnes & Noble to the Urban League before school gets out and before Christmas.
That is correct.
So what's the cutoff date for making your donations at Barnes & Noble?
You can actually make donations all the way through the end of the month of December, although most of the gifts are planned for the holiday season. There's no wrong time to give a book to a child.
You've done this before.
Yes. Last year, we were very successful working with the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga. We raised over 4,800 books that our wonderful customers donated to the children. And this year, we have a goal of 5,200. So we want to push the mark even farther.
That's a lot of books going out to children. Do some of them also go to the classrooms?
Some of the books, we created mobile libraries for the students for our after-school program. So those that had, you know, reading selections from school, we were able to have those books in the afternoon. What we do is we will get a selection of books or gifted books from the teachers, books that they would love to have in the classroom. And so from there, we'll take those books, put those in that mobile library so that those students will have access to those books. Typically in your school libraries, they'll have maybe one book of that particular choosing. And of course, you have a classroom of 20, 25 students, and you know, this could be a popular book. Everyone wants to read it. So in our after school program, we plan to have at least multiple copies of that book. And we were very fortunate last year to have that because so many patrons, you know, out of their hearts gave, and we were able to have multiple books. So with that, we were able to give some for Christmas gifts, as well as create those mobile libraries. And this year, we plan to establish like an Urban League library within the classrooms.
So that's where that list comes from that's at the checkout at Barnes & Noble from the teachers.
Correct.
What schools participate in this program?
We have Clifton Hills Elementary School, Rivermont Elementary School, and Woodmore Elementary School.
And what if someone just wanted to, say, donate books from their own library? Maybe their children have grown up and they have books. Can they just take them to the Urban League?
They can definitely bring those down to the Urban League. We will take any and all books that are available for our students. We love reading. Reading is very important. Literacy is something that we definitely need to increase in Hamilton County. And we chose those particular schools particularly because we wanted to reach out and help those schools increase literacy scores, math scores, and language arts. And so any books that we get from the community is more than welcomed.
Do people from Barnes & Noble actually go out into the schools as well to see those gifts end up in the hands of the children?
Last year, the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga were so incredible about taking pictures of the children receiving their gifts. And we also received hundreds of cards and thank you notes from the children saying, "This was the first time I've ever owned it. How did you know I love sharks?" And little things like that that really made a difference. It brought tears to the eyes of the entire staff that we were able to help these children.
We would just like to thank everybody that go out to Barnes & Noble that want to donate and to gift a book to a student. And any other participation that they would like to do, we welcome that as well, especially when it comes to other programs. We participate with Read Across America during that time. And so we look for volunteers at the Urban League to go out with us to read at these schools. And so any participation that anyone is willing to give, we welcome it.
I'd also like to invite any companies, organizations, churches that would like to get together and come out to Barnes & Noble and purchase books in the name of a particular company. If a church would like to come out and have their youth group choose books of their own and donate them, that way other children are learning to help their fellow child with these books.
Mary Edwards welcomes volunteers that would like to get involved with the education and youth programs through the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga. She can be reached by calling 423-756-2762. If you would like to contact Kelly Flemings from Barnes & Noble, call 423-893-0186. Book donations are being accepted at Barnes & Noble through the end of December. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.